been Daiva Asura Eva. So there are two kinds of people, demoniac and divine. So somehow we have been dragged on the divine side. And this is all the grace of His divine grace. His divine grace. Whose divine grace? Krishna's divine grace. When we say spiritual master, His divine grace, He refers to who? Whose divine grace? Krishna's divine grace. Srila Prabhupada is Krishna's divine grace descended upon us. Or His holiness, or His grace, or her grace, Radha's grace. So, Krishna's or Radha's grace, divine grace is there. That is how we are, that is why we are here. Hari Bol.
Eighth of the 11th. At. Where are we? Mandirban.
Mandirban.
Huh?
Mandirban.
Mandirban. Class morning.
Mandirban.
Mandirban.
Everyone. Tell them no prasadam, those who don't know. So we got one, additional one. What's the difficulty? Usually everyone goes out on the road. The 7:40 almost. Oh, stand back. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Vena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohistam Savidarina Bhutale Svayam Rupakada Maiham Dadati Svapadantikam Sri Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosude Taptakanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrashabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Panchakalpataru Vyashakripa Sindhubhyai Vajapaditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Harir Nama Harir Nama Harir Nama Iva Kevalam Kalau Nasteva 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 Gatiranyatha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvashain Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Idinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
like those queens of Krishna who were at one time in Braj area. They were they lost their kind of communication with the Lord and they were very much aggrieved because of the pangs of intense separation. They were feeling lost, so at that time it was suggested that they listen to Uddhava speaking about Krishna. And Uddhava agreed to speak for 1 month from Bhagavatam. And towards the end of the recitation of Bhagavatam, all the pastimes of Krishna, whole Krishna and the company and his all associates and gopis and everyone came into being, everyone just popped up. They're all around where this recitation of Bhagavatam was going on. And then there was a rasa dance going on. The queens of Krishna, they took this opportunity and they joined this whole association, everyone there. They became part of the crowd and then they finished their material existence. Something similar. Neither I am Uddhava nor you are queens of Krishna. But when there is a recitation of Bhagavatam or Krishna Katha, we are disconnected gradually. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. As every time we recite Bhagavatam, hear Bhagavatam, what happens to us is we are detaching ourselves from worldly things and try to enter. Get closer to Krishna, become part of Krishna's pastimes. We belong to Krishna. We are at home when we are part of Krishna Leela. Now we are like a fish out of the water. So the process to link with Krishna is this process of hearing about Krishna. Hearing the holy name of Krishna. Of all the 9 processes of devotional service, Shravanam is primary and the most important one. So, the importance of this process of hearing cannot be stressed enough. So, if you want to, if you are really serious about spiritual life, be always enthusiastic about hearing the holy name first of all. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This holy name must be uttered, say it out loud and hear it with full attention and care. That's the dharma for this age of Kali. Then we'll be spiritualized. Then there's a hearing of Bhagavatam, a reading of Bhagavatam, reading of Bhagavad Gita also, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita also, read 3 or 4 past books, and they will draw us closer, bring us closer to Krishna. So this is a standard procedure to become Krishna conscious and towards the end of our lives enter Krishna's abode and his pastimes. This is God-given process. This is a gift of God. He has given gift of human form of life to us, then he has given us gift, the form of the holy name and his message and his pastimes. Other than these processes given by God, recommended, described in the scriptures, recommended by saintly persons and our spiritual masters, there's no other process to reach Krishna. We must be convinced of this. So we should do always less of gossip, less of worldly talk, less of so-called practical things. Talk more about Krishna or topics related with Krishna. Then we go away from the world, material world, and we go closer to the spiritual world. So never be tired. Vayam tu na vitrapyam. Swadu swadu padei padei. Those sages of Naimisharanya, they are inducing the speaker. No, vayam tu na vitrapyam. Not satisfied as yet. Not saturated as yet. Go on. Swadu swadu padei padei. We want to hear more. Go on speaking. Go on speaking. So they are not cursing the speaker because you are speaking on and on and on. When is he going to stop, you know? Why does it stop? So giving up all these kind of offensive attitudes towards the process of hearing the topics, the best topics for hearing, we should simply hear with full faith and attention. That will dissolve this material world, will not exist for us in that case. This will melt away. And the spiritual world, which is like a fog now, like a cloud, like a cotton, that will take a solid shape for us. One thing will dissolve and one thing will resolve, will appear before us. The process is hearing about Krishna. So, here we are in another important forest, one of the 12 principal forests of Vrindavan, Bhandirban. Many pastimes have taken place here in this forest. Krishna and Balaram, they used to come here with their friends. One of the first times when Krishna got into taking care of the calves, she has come to this forest. When you are still taking care of the cows, not okay, cows. That's why in nearby forest, Bhadraban, one demon had come in the form of Vatsa, the calf demon. So Lord was taking care of the cows. And they are still very young boys. So another time, another demon comes here. Amongst the friends, they made two groups, wrestling or some kind of play. The party that is defeated had to carry the victorious party on the shoulder. So that day, Balaram's party became victorious. And one demon called Pralambasur, he was on side of Krishna. So because Krishna's party was defeated, Krishna had to carry, Krishna and his friends, they were going to carry the other group on their shoulders. So even Krishna was carrying some of the friends. One of the friends. Where is it? Okay, I'll read this here. They began playing at the same time tending the cows as they proceeded through the Bandirban forest. The party of Balaram, accompanied by Sridhama and Vrishabha, came out victorious, and Krishna's party had to carry them on their backs through Bandirban forest. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, being defeated, had to carry Sridhama on his back, and Bhadrasen carried Vrishabha. Imitating their play, Pralambasur, who appeared there as a coward boy, carried Balaram on his back. Pralambasur was the greatest of the demons, and he had calculated that Krishna was the most powerful of the coward boys. In order to avoid the company of Krishna, Pralambasur carried Balaram far away. He did not want to be around Krishna because he knew the power of Krishna. So he wanted to. So he was carrying Balaram on his shoulder and he started going off, deviating. The demon was undoubtedly very strong and powerful, but he was carrying Balaram, who is compared with a mountain. Therefore he began to feel the burden, and thus he assumed his real form. When he appeared in his real feature, he was decorated with a golden helmet and earrings and looked just like a cloud with lightning carrying the moon. Balaram observed the demon's body expanding up to the limits of the clouds. He was 8 miles tall. In this forest, he came as a coward boy, a little boy. But when he went away from the group and he was having Balaram on his shoulder, he assumed his original form, and that was 8 miles tall. But Putana was even taller compared to Pralamba. Lamba means long. Pralamba means very, very long. So the speciality of this demon was he was really long one. Pralamba, long demon, long and tall demon. Balaram observed the demon's body expanding up to the limits of the clouds, his eyes dazzling like blazing fire, and his mouth flashing with sharpened teeth. At first Balaram was surprised by demon's appearance, and then he began to wonder, how is it that all of a sudden this carrier had changed in every way? He thought he was just one of the boys, coward boy carrying him, but then he realized this is something is wrong here. But with a clear mind he could quickly understand that he was being carried away from his friends by a demon who intended to kill him. Immediately he struck the head of the demon with his strong fist, just as the king of heavenly planets strikes a mountain with his thunderbolt. Being stricken by the fist of Balaram, the demon fell down dead, just like a snake with a smashed head, and blood poured from his mouth. When the demon fell, he made a tremendous sound, and it sounded as if the great hill were falling upon, being struck by the thunderbolt of King Indra. All the boys then rushed to the spot. It's a fun. Now is a fun time. Let's go see. Demon has been already killed. So they are rushing to the spot. Being astonished by the ghastly scene, they began to praise Balaram with words, "Well done! Well done!" All of them then began to embrace Balaram with great affection, thinking that he had returned from death. And they offered their blessings and congratulations. All the demons in heavenly, all the demigods in the heavenly planets became very satisfied and showered flowers on the transcendental body of Balaram. And they also offered their blessings and congratulations for his having killed the great demon Pralambasur. So now, as we have visited this forest, Andirban, not many devotees have visited this forest. There are thousands and thousands of ISKCON devotees. Only few hundred devotees have visited this Bandirban forest, which is very close to Vrindavan otherwise. Vrindavan is next door, but no one comes to this forest, where several pastimes of Krishna have taken place. So now you will never forget Pralambasur and Andirban and Balaram killing this Pralambasur. Now, in the same forest, after killing of this demon, another pastime took place. There is never a dull moment, there is always something happening, something going on in Vrindavan. While Krishna and Balaram and their friends were engaged in the pastimes described above, the cows, being unobserved, began to wander off on their own, entering farther and farther into the deepest part of the forest, allured by the fresh grasses. The goats, cows and buffalo traveled from one forest to another and entered the forest known as Ishikatavi. This forest was full of green grass and therefore they were allured. But when they entered, they saw that there was a forest fire. And this is this forest, some secondary, small name, but this is just around here. This forest was full of green grass, and therefore they were allured. But when they entered, they saw that there was a forest fire, and they began to cry. On the other side, Balaram and Krishna, along with their friends, could not find their animals, and they became very aggrieved. They began to trace the cows by following their footprints. as well as the path of eaten grass. All the boys were fearing that their very means of livelihood, the cows, were now lost. Soon, however, they heard the crying of their cows. Krishna began to call the cows by their respective names with great noise. Like in our goshalas, we also have different names for the cows. So in Nanda Maharaja's goshala, which was very big goshala, they had all sorts of names. All the cows had the names. And Krishna knew all the names of all the cows. And they also had different colored cows, white cows and the black cows, and white cow with the black spots, and brown cows, and you know, different colored cows. And they also had different types of horns, straight and short, round and big rounds, and different sizes. So beautiful cows, all of all colors and shades and shapes of cows. And they were the only very means of their livelihood. So when the boys felt, where are the cows, where are the cows? So then they heard cows crying, and then Krishna started calling the cows by their respective names. Upon hearing Krishna calling, the cows immediately replied with joy. Like when buffalo is outside crying. But by this time, the forest fire surrounded all of them, and the situation appeared to be very fearful. The flames increased as the wind blew very quickly, and it appeared that everything movable and immovable would be devoured. All the cows and the boys became very frightened, and they looked towards Balaram the way a dying man looks at the picture of Supreme Personality of Godhead. They said, "Dear Krishna and Balaram, we are now burning from the heat of this blazing fire. Let us take shelter of your lotus feet. We know you can protect us from this great danger. Our dear friend Krishna, we are your intimate friends. It is not right that we should suffer in this way. We are all completely dependent on you. And you are the knower of all religious principles, religious life. We do not know anyone except you." The Personality of Godhead heard the appealing voices of his friends, and casting a pleasing glance over them, he began to answer by speaking through his eyes. He impressed his friends that there was no cause for fear. Then Krishna, the Supreme Mystic, the powerful Personality of Godhead, immediately swallowed up all the flames of the fire. The cows and the boys were thus saved from imminent danger. Out of fear, the boys were almost unconscious. But when they regained their consciousness and opened their eyes, they saw that they were again in the forest with Krishna, Balaram and the cows. They were astonished to see that they were completely free from the attack of blazing fire, and that the cows were saved. They secretly thought that Krishna must not be an ordinary boy, but some demigod. In the evening, Krishna and Balaram, along with the boys and the cows, returned to Vrindavan playing their flutes, nice flutes. As they approached the village, all the gopis became very joyous. Throughout the day, gopis used to think of Krishna while he was in the forest, and in his absence they were considering one movement to be like 12 years. Now this was the 19th chapter of Krishna book. 17th chapter also has a description of another forest fire, and the title of that chapter is Extinguishing the Forest Fire. Now, that forest fire took place in Vrindavan, and it took place, since it was almost night, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, including the cows and the calves, were very tired, and they decided to take their rest on the river bank. In the middle of the night, while they were taking rest, there was suddenly a great forest fire, and it quickly appeared that the fire would soon devour all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. As soon as they felt the warmth of the fire, they immediately took shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he was playing just like their child. Then they began to say, "My dear Krishna," and the whole prayer is there, which is important prayer. And then they were also saved. So there's a talk of two forest fires. The first one that we read took place in the forest during the day, and only cowherd boys and cows were around, and Krishna and Balaram saved them. The other forest fire, all the residents of Vrindavan were caught in the middle of that fire, and Krishna and Balaram saved them. Now here are some of the plays, some of the pastimes, how Krishna and Balaram would play. This one big paragraph describes different plays, sports. Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure, blowing his flute accompanied by his elder brother Balaram and other cowherd boys and cows, entered the beautiful forest of Vrindavan to enjoy the atmosphere. They walked into the midst of newly grown leaves of trees whose flowers resembled peacock feathers. They were garlanded by those flowers and decorated with saffron chalk. Sometimes they were dancing and singing, and sometimes wrestling with one another. Wrestling is one of the pastimes. They would wrestle. Like other day we had a wrestling match. So they would wrestle. And they would challenge each other. Yes, come. Come. Do that. Come. And challenge. And big wrestling match. Vaishnavas also. Swimming and wrestling are two Vaishnava sports. We could have some more wrestling. Hare Krishna Das could... Radhakant? South Africa versus Mauritius. That's some wrestling. Alright. While Krishna danced, some of the cowherd boys sang, and others played on flutes. Some bugled on buffalo horns or clapped their hands, praising Krishna. "Dear brother, you are dancing very nicely." Actually, all these boys were demigods descended from higher planets to assist Krishna in his pastimes. The demigods garbed in the dress of cowherd boys were encouraging Krishna in his dancing, just as one artist encourages another with praise. After that time, neither Balaram nor Krishna had undergone the hair-cutting ceremony. Therefore, their hair was clustered like crow's feathers. They were always playing hide-and-seek with their boyfriends, or jumping or fighting with one another. You know hide-and-seek? You know the game hide-and-seek? Have you ever played? How many of you have played hide-and-seek game in your life? Everyone in all the countries. It's a famous game, popular game. Doesn't cost much. And everyone is seeking for someone, for some hidden treasure or hidden some sense gratification person, relation, so higher and sweet must be very popular. Krishna is hiding. Real person we have to find, seek, is Krishna. And the Bible says,
seek and you will find.
Seek and you will find. One who seeks, he finds. How does it say? This is modern English, but in some, this is other way of saying it. No? Speak. Jesus spake thus. That language. Okay. So that game, hide and seek, was popular amongst the boys. And jumping and fighting, also popular. They are boys, so playing like this. The boys played at catching ball with bell-shaped fruit and round amulki. They played blind man's bluff, challenging and touching one another. What is blind man's bluff? Bluff. Blind man's bluff.
Someone's covered in a blindfold. And you touch the person, they have to guess who touched
them. I thought that was hide and seek. No. Okay. You don't use, in hide and seek, you don't close your eyes.
Only the person who needs to seek, he closes his eyes, so he can't see where he's going.
Okay. We could have that sometime. Just by touching his beard, we could tell he's around us. Just by seeing how tall this person is, we can tell this is Bhaktam Milan. Sometimes they imitated the forest deer and various kinds of birds. They joked with one another by imitating croaking frogs, and they enjoyed swinging underneath the trees, you know, like a big banyan trees. Sometimes their roots going downwards. Remember, they are not quite into the ground, so you catch hold of it and you're just swinging. Sometimes they would play like a king and his subjects among themselves. In this way, Balaram and Krishna, along with all their friends, played all kinds of sports and enjoyed the soothing atmosphere of Vrindavan, full of rivers, lakes, rivulets, fine trees and excellent fruits and flowers. So this forest is also playground for Krishna, and he has played a lot. And then one time Krishna's friends were thirsty. The water was needed, and there are no other instruments or weapons. Krishna used his flute and he dug a well, and that is the well outside. That well outside here, in the middle of all these building complexes, that well is called Venu Koop. It has a name called Venu Koop. Venu means flute and Koop means well. Like there was one Gopi Koop in Radhakund area. There's a Gopi Koop. But this is Venu Koop. And then So one time thirsty, another time the boys were hungry. And the boys were asked to go, and nearby there was a fire sacrifice and the Brahmins were performing sacrifice in the forest. There are little villages all around. They say, you go nearby village, there's a sacrifice. So they can, this is for my pleasure they are performing. I hope they are, it's for my pleasure. So you are my friends, so if you are pleased, I am pleased. So go get some fruits or some butter, whatever they have. But these Brahmins, they were smartha Brahmins. They were engaged in chanting mantras and swaha, swaha. Whole atmosphere was filled up with smoke and the mantras. And, you know, they answered, they spoke little with these boys, but then they did not want to talk anymore. They just ignored the boys. Yes. Now we are busy with something very important. What are you talking about? You are hungry and Krishna is here and we don't care, just get lost. So then boys came running. Yes, yes, they never gave nothing, you know, they didn't give anything. We are still hungry, so now what could be done? Okay, now you go to their wives. They are at home. Let them know that I am here and you are hungry and I have sent you. So boys went there. As soon as they heard Krishna was in nearby forest. Actually they were waiting for Krishna to come to that area for a long, long time. They had not seen Krishna. They described, they had not seen Krishna. They had heard about him, but never seen Krishna. But they, by hearing about him, like Rukmini, they had also developed so much affection for Krishna. So when they heard Krishna was in nearby forest, immediately they filled up the baskets and all that. And they were running. Yes, I want to go personally, deliver everything for the satisfaction of Krishna. So that's a difference between a devotee and someone who is undergoing the rituals, dry rituals. Person undergoing dry rituals, he forgets the goal of all these rituals. Why? What for all this? What's the goal of all that they are doing? They lose the sight of the goal. Goal is to satisfy Krishna. So demons killed here, like Pralambasur, and lots of games were played here, and this Krishna dug this well here, and Krishna's friends were hungry at other time. And then another pastime, this forest in general is remembered by people for Radha Krishna's marriage that took place here. Sukadeva Goswami doesn't talk about all the subject matters or all the pastimes, because time also was limited. It was only 1 week period, so how much could he talk? And he wanted to talk very systematically, not just jump to the Krishna Leela or Rasa Leela. He's gradually elevating the hearer, the audience, to the topmost platform, bringing them to the lotus feet of Krishna. So not only for King Parikshit's benefit, but for the benefit of the humanity at large, future generations like ourselves, Sukadeva Goswami has systematically presented Bhagavatam. And only in 10th canto, Krishna has been dealt more elaborately. But even that elaboration is very concise one. It's not much. Sukadeva Goswami has not spoken much How could he speak? How much could he speak? Like just the other day we heard there are 1,000 hoods of Ananta Sesh. And when he was given this the duty of holding the different planets on its heads, he asked, so how long do I have to keep holding different planets? And he was told that you will be chanting glories, my glories, Krishna's glories. So when you are finished with that, then you can drop those, throw off those planets. Until then. So he's doing this, he's holding the planets and he's chanting the glories of Lord Krishna. And so many people are sitting around the mouth. Only some of the pastimes have been talked about. Radha is not even mentioned. Very indirectly Radha has been mentioned. And I think we mentioned at least once why there's another reason why Sukadeva Goswami would not speak so much about Radha and Krishna, the confidential pastimes. Well, there are several reasons. One reason was when he talks too much, talks a lot and contemplates on those confidential subject matters of Madhurya Leela, confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna, he goes in ecstasy. He begins shivering, he begins trembling, he begins rolling. He cannot speak anymore. This is what happens to him. So this was a formal discourse. And there was a big audience. Sages had come from all over the universe. So he did not want to have interruptions and he didn't want to start trembling and falling off the Vyasasan and rolling in the ground in the sands of Ganga there. So he's trying to make sure he doesn't talk too much, he doesn't go deeper into the subject matter. Not that he doesn't know pastimes of Radha and Krishna. This is something like the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they would not let him pass by that stamp, Garuda stamp in Jagannath Puri temple. No, you can't go beyond this. Because that's when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go closer, beyond that point, he's finished. He cannot stand, he cannot walk, he cannot talk, he goes, undergoes trance and then whole treatment, Hari Bol and Hare Krishna has and hours and then he comes to the external, oh you are all here. I didn't know that you were, and you didn't eat and all that. So as soon as he gets closer to Jagannath, he gets too much association and then the magnetic spiritual field of Jagannath, which is all around, as he gets closer into that concentrated association, close association, that is what happened when he came first time to Jagannath Puri. He fell, he couldn't even say the full word Jagannath, jug, and he fell to the ground. So that's why they would not allow him to go beyond that pillar. Yeah, you just stand here. And they would catch hold of him. To make sure he doesn't rush towards Jagannath. So something similar, Sukadeva Goswami also. His worshipable deity, Sukadeva Goswami's worshipable deity is Srimati Radharani. He was worshipper of Radha. But it's also public. Public can only understand so much. That there's time limit also. And then he did not want any all these symptoms. So in order to check, have control over those bhav, those ecstatic symptoms and transformations in his body, he was just talking limited. just throwing little light on around the top. So, but there are so many more pastimes. So later on, 500 years ago, the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were ordered to compile scriptures, chant the glories of the holy name, and also talk and write about these pastimes. So these acharyas, like Jiva Goswami in his Gopal Champu, and Rupa Goswami in Vidagdha Madhav and Lalit Madhav, they are talked about some of the additional pastimes. So one pastime that took place in this forest, the marriage pastime. That time, Krishna was still in Gokul, and Nanda Maharaj, one time personally, he had come out taking care of the cows, and he was carrying little baby with him. It's Krishna. You know how you see sometimes villagers, ladies or even men, they carry their children while they are tending the cows or buffaloes. So Nanda Maharaj, he had come out with his son with him. And that day, suddenly there were clouds, and then whole atmosphere changed, and it was almost like a dark in the middle of the day. And it started raining, and the cows were all around, and then little baby he had with him. So he was, he took shelter of some small place, and he was worried, now what is going to happen? Now so much rain, so much water around, and I'm carrying my little son with me, cows all around. So as he was in anxiety like that, he saw one beautifully dressed, nicely decorated elderly woman coming in his direction. And she walked right into that place where Nanda Maharaj was sitting with his little son in the middle of the rain and full of anxiety. So it did not take much time for Nanda Maharaj to recognize this person. He immediately started offering prayers and praise to this personality, and this was Radharani. And he said, I was told by Gargacharya about Radha and Krishna, your appearance, and I know all about it, how you are eternal associates from Golok and you are not ordinary living entities, and I have heard so much about both of you. So when Radharani heard this, he said, no, don't talk. This is confidential. You said this to me, okay, but don't tell others. This is a secret. So then Nanda Maharaj, he hands over his little boy to this Radharani. He said, you take him. I know your eternal connection and relationship. You take him and you satisfy him. And he also was looking for someone to, you know, take care of the baby, because he was far away from Gokul and he was just by himself. So Radha goes away with little boy in the lap. Little boy is carrying. She's carrying. And this is Krishna. And as she's carrying this little Krishna, her desires are aroused of, you know, the rasa dance and madhurya lila pastimes. And she immediately started thinking of, you know, her pastimes in Golok with Krishna, and she was carrying Krishna, little Krishna. So as she was thinking, immediately there was a different scene altogether, arranged by Yoga Maya. And there was whole rasa dance, like arrangement. And then Radharani finds one person in middle of all this setup, taking rest. One person is taking rest there. And she looks at that person, and at the same time she finds that little Krishna was no more in the lap. She was not carrying any boy anymore. Instead, she finds an elderly person in the middle of this ras dance. And then that was Krishna. Then Radha and Krishna, they are talking confidentially. And this time, Lord Brahma arrives. And he immediately started offering prayers. And he said, I have undergone austerities for 60,000 years just to have a glimpse of the lotus feet of Radha. Now today my desire has been fulfilled. I am here. And he's thanking Radha Krishna, especially Radha. And so there's a, because Nanda Maharaj had said, I know my Krishna and you Radha, and I was told by Gargacharya how you are eternally related. Anyway, all the details, we don't know all everything. We just try to make a little story out of some facts we have. So there was the marriage was to be performed, the Radha Krishna marriage. So Brahma, he takes the role of a father of Radharani. And the marriage, some say the marriage took place under that banyan tree. At banyan tree, in this area. There's some place you saw, there's something. And then Brahma also became a priest. He was a father of the girl, so he offered his daughter, Radha, he became a father. And Pani Grahan, yes, take the hands. So his father and the priest at the same time. He chanted the mantras. And there were just them, Radha, Krishna and Brahma and the demigods all about there. The Gandhar was there, singing beautiful songs, and Apsaras were dancing, and the marriage celebration was going on. None of the residents of Braj knew about this, but all the demigods, they found out, and they're offering their flowers and blessings and prayers, and they're dancing the whole jubilation, playing of drums and different instruments. So that marriage of Radha Krishna has taken place in this forest. Then there's a talk of another time marriage. Radha Krishna marriage was when Krishna was still in Gokul, was a little boy. The other marriage was much later, after they all shift to Nandagram and everyone is married, Radha is married, gopis are married. One day Yogamaya discloses to the residents of Braj about how the gopis who are staying in different dress houses, homes, their homes, they are just the shadow gopis. And they say the shadow gopis, they never take part in pastimes of Krishna. Only real gopis and real Radha, they take part in Krishna Leela. So this was whole Yogamaya's arrangement. Yogamaya had two sets of gopis. the shadow one to stay with their husbands. But when they are playing Krishna, they are hearing the flute of Krishna. There's also a whole act of them leaving. They're all leaving, they're all rushing. No, no, we are not interested, we'll come back. You do this, you do that, I have to go now. So this whole atmosphere of them going, wanting to go is there. But they never go. One who ends up going and ends up playing with Krishna in rasa dance or in other pastimes, those are the genuine gopis, the real gopis, eternal associates of Krishna. So they wanted to make sure that what Yogamaya is talking about is true. And then one day Yogamaya, she gets both the sets of gopis. She says, look, they look alike, right? This one, that one. See, a pair together. Look, take a look at them. So they were looking alike. Those who dance, actually dance with Krishna, play with Krishna, and those who are residents of different places around Braj, those who are married gopis. So they look alike. But when they, residents, especially Yashoda is also trying to see, take a close look at these both sets of gopis and try to understand. Then they are convinced, yes, they look alike very much. But at the same time, they could see that there was a world of difference. The shadow gopis were like a glass, while the real gopis were like a diamond. Substantial, most beautiful, eternal. And other ones, not as shining, not as effulgent, not as beautiful. So they could immediately see the difference between the genuine gopis of Krishna and the gopis that they had been created just to take part in pastimes of Krishna. So that there is a parakiya ras, paramour. Loving affairs. So those gopis, the real gopis are actually, they were thinking that they are married. Again, by the arrangement of Yogamaya, those who are actual gopis who are associating with Krishna, dancing with Krishna, they're also made to think that they are married. So when Yogamaya disclosed this fact, they thought, yes, actually, no, we are not married. If she says so, that must be a fact. We are not, and look, counterpart, they are the ones, they are married, we are not married. So that time they all prepare to go back to their parents' place. Yes, we are never married, so they're all returning to their parents' place. They're all unmarried. We are chaste. We are only Krishna's. They're returning. So before going to their respective parents' homes, these gopis wanted to prove that they are clean and chaste, only touched by Krishna and no other person. So they wanted to enter fire, like a Sita. Sita did also Agni Pariksha. There was once she was accused of having some affair with some washerman. Right. Something very similar. Yeah, in that case, during Ramchandra's time, Lord Ram's time, the real Sita never went to Lanka. Real Sita was never touched by Ravan. Only shadow Sita. So that Sita also wanted to prove that she had not been touched by Ravana. So this sounds very similar. This arrangement sounds very, very similar to that one. So they said, we want to, we'll enter a fire, and if the other men have contaminated us, enjoyed us, then we'll be burnt. If they have not touched no one else but Krishna has touched us, then we will come out. We will enter the fire and we'll come out, no, untouched by the fire. So when they were trying to undergo this Agni Pariksha, entering the fire and either getting burnt, if they were contaminated, or coming out clean, untouched, unburnt. So as they were contemplating this whole scheme, Durvasa Muni arrives there. Durvasa Muni. He says, you know, the ordinary fire has not much the burning power, so that won't be a real test. So what I propose, he proposed that I will undergo austerities, and from my, as a result of my, you know, tapasya, I will create a fire, and that fire will be a real fire that will burn real anything and everything. So you should enter that fire. And if you come out unburnt, then everyone would believe. Just don't enter this ordinary fire. I will create a special fire, real fire, strong fire. So then Durvasa Muni sat in meditation, and soon by his power he created a fire. And he was in the middle, and fire all around. So the gopis, they were entering and they were touching the head. They were going all the way to him. They were coming out. And they came out unburnt. And this was a proof that they were never touched by any other man. So then, because earlier they were thinking that they were married, but now it is proven fact that they were never married, so then there's a proposal of marriage. Nanda Maharaj proposes Vrishabhanu, your daughter, you could marry my son. And then gopis are also to be married. So Krishna, one more time, he married Radha, and he married all the gopis also in Vrindavan. And all these marriages were taking place simultaneously, but each marriage group, each father, mother, they are thinking, only my daughter's marriage is taking place. No one else is getting married to Krishna. Like in Rasa dance, each gopi thinks, only he's dancing with me only, no one else. So like that, all the parents were made to think that my daughter is getting married to Krishna. He's not marrying anyone else. And this was witnessed, these all marriages were witnessed by, so Krishna was there getting married with all the gopis. And Nanda and Yashoda, wherever the marriage was taking place, Nanda and Yashoda also, they were there. The parents had to be there. So they were watching, witnessing and blessing the couples. Not only Radha Krishna, but Gopi Krishna, Gopi Krishna, Gopi Krishna. So many marriages were taking place all over in one stroke. So that's another time, marriage. So it's 9 o'clock, we should take some marriage feast. I hope they have some sweets. Laddus, yes? Yeah. Grown up. No, Radha was supposed to be also a little baby. If Krishna was that big, Radha also was that big. But when she appeared here in front of Nanda Maharaj, she came as a regular size Radha.
Young girl.
Elderly doesn't mean in her 40s or 50s. Okay. Of marriageable age.
Sent to VLM Friday on the way to Lower Owen. Morning class.
Hare Krishna. Are you here? Hare Krishna. Yes, you are here. Manasarovar. Man means pride. Radha, she became proud at this place. Envious a little bit. Someone else. And then Lord disappeared. We'll get into that story. It's quite a good length story. And that's why in this temple here we see only Radharani. Because Krishna disappeared. And only Radharani stayed on with the gopis. This place all around here, very big area, on the bank of Yamuna was one of the Ras Mandals. You know, Ras Mandal. Mandal means a big, huge, circular arena, field, with the groves and where Krishna associates with Radha, gopis, and they also have Rasa dances. So this is one of the Rasa dance places. There was a muni called Asuri Muni. And he was performing his meditation. And he was meditating and he had attained perfection of his meditation. That means he was able to concentrate or see face to face the four-handed form of the Lord. But one time as he was visualizing, he was seeing that beautiful form of the Lord, that form disappeared from his heart. So he was wondering, he was looking for that form around him that disturbed his meditation, because the object of meditation was not there in front of him. So he went to Badrikashram and he found that Narayan Rishis also were not there. Then he went to another place called Lokalok. It is almost at the border of the Bhumandal, where Lord Sahasra Shirsha, Lord with thousand heads and thousand arms, a thousand legs, must be 2,000 arms, this particular form of the Lord. So that Lord also was not there. Like that is going all over the universe and all these different forms of the Lord. They are not in their places. He goes to Vaikuntha and he finds Narayan missing. And then he ends up in Goloka and he was told that Krishna has gone into the universe where Vamana and Prashnigarbha and then Vamana appeared. From there, from Golok, they are informing this Asuri Muni that you go to one of those, you see those one of those Brahmans down there, And in the Brahman where Prashnigarbha and Vaman appeared, in that Brahman you will find the Lord. So what had happened, as we all know, that when Lord Krishna appears, all plenary portions and portions of the plenary portion, they all become part and parcel of the personality of Krishna. So they all had entered the form of Krishna, and they all had appeared here. And that is why this Asura Muni, he could not find anywhere, anyone out there in any location. So when he comes here, he thought that Lord is performing probably rasa dance and he would go see him there. But Lord also was not here. That's the time Lord, in the middle of the rasa dance, he had gone to Dadhi Sagar, to the ocean of yogurt, where Hansa Muni, he was performing his austerities. But what happened, while he was performing austerities for a long, long, real long time, he fell in this ocean of yogurt, and Lord had gone to protect him, to save him. So Lord did that, and then Lord went to Kshir Sagar, where he was lying down on this bed of Ananta Sesh. He took some rest. So the gopis were waiting for Lord, and because of their separation from the Lord, they're crying out, looking for the Lord everywhere. So that disturbed the Lord's sleep, and then he returns and he gave the report of the gopi that I had just come from Kshir Sagar. I was resting there. He described that low Kshir Sagar and about Lakshmi massaging his feet. So immediately the gopis wanted to see that form, and we told you the story at Kshir Sagar, Seshashai. And gopis, we don't believe that you went there and you were lying on the Ananta Sesh, Veda Ananta Sesh. We would like to see this pastime. Then we would believe. So Lord Krishna takes all the gopis to Seshashai area, which is the northernmost point in Braj. And there he was. Krishna was no more in his two-handed form. He assumed his Narayan form, and Lakshmi was massaging his feet, and he was lying down there. So gopis were amazed to see this pastime of the Lord. And they were convinced, yes, he's also Narayan. Or Narayan is part of his personality. But gopis were not happy. Then that pastime was wound up. Now what happened, this Asura Muni, we mentioned, his meditation broke, and then he was going all over looking for the Lord, who also had come to Vrindavan, and he didn't find Lord here. Then he goes to Kailash, where he meets Lord Shiva, who also is famous for his meditations and fixing his mind on the form of the Lord. So Asura Muni says, I'm looking for Lord everywhere. Could you please tell me where to find him? Could you help me out? And it seemed that Lord Shiva had more information. So he said, you did not find the Lord. Of course you could not find him all over, all in different forms and incarnations, not even in Vaikuntha, because he is there in Vrindavan. with all forms included in his personality. But the time you went there, Lord was that time somewhere else. He had gone to Dadhi Sagar to protect this Hansa Muni. That's why you did not find. But by the time we go back, he said, I'm also on the way to Vrindavan. I was about to leave this place. Good that you also are looking for the Lord. So let's go, both of us go. So this Asuri Muni and Shiva, they both come here, Ras Mandal area, and as they were trying to enter Ras Mandal and hear the meet the Lord, be chanting. Should he go away? Of course, he's a very serious chanter. And chanting of Hare Krishna includes all listening of all the stories. All these stories and pastimes would be revealed unto you just by chanting of Hare Krishna. So I don't know why we are. And why we had to talk about stories. So because you are chanting Hare Krishna, now stories are revealing unto you. So he's a little behind. So Lord Shiva also said that the Lord, by his arrangements of Yoga Maya, he has made longer nights. And he is performing rasa dance with the gopis on the bank of Jamuna. So let's go. So they both came here. So as they were about to enter this rasa dance area, they were stopped. So the whole area was well protected. At the entrance there were gopis with some sticks, and they said, this bait. These little bamboo, made from little bamboos. So they said, no, you cannot enter in this form. You don't have gopi form. This we know from before. Narada Muni also wanted to enter with his veena and all that. And to just enter rasa dance. Probably thought I could entertain some gopis, play my veena. But that was not allowed. So he had to pray and perform some austerities, and then he attained gopi form, and then he entered the rasa dance of the Lord. So same thing with Shiva also. The gopis suggested that what you do, that you first of all take bath in this kund. That kund, we are sitting on the bank of this kund. They said, if you're really sincere and serious, then you take bath here, both of you, and then you'll be blessed with the form of gopi. We also know another example of Lakshmi. Lakshmi also wants to enter rasa dance of Krishna. She is not able to. And the reason we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita the other day, what's the reason? She wanted to enter as she is, in her Lakshmi form, opulent crown and whole jewelry and expensive saris, and that's his Lakshmi. She would not like to become a simple coward woman with simple mind and simple dress and high thinking. So these reasons. And she doesn't want to follow in the footsteps of gopis. Who gave these reasons? Some of these reasons. Who gave these reasons why? Which Mahaprabhu? Because there's only one Mahaprabhu. There are many Prabhus, but there's only one Mahaprabhu. And that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave these reasons to Venkat Bhat. She said, this is the reason she is not able to enter. So, that's another. So Narad Muni wanted to enter as he is, but he had to change the form, which he was able to change into gopi form. So Shiva here, Shiva and this Asuri Muni, they took bath in this kund and immediately had form of gopi. And they were introduced to Krishna, Radha Krishna. So when Shiva had this gopi form, Lord was paying a little extra attention to this new gopi, Shiva, and was addressing her in a very affectionate manner and almost calling her gopi, Gopishwar, you know. He became Gopishwar. So when Radha was hearing this type of address, you know, her proud, she became very proud and was very upset with the Lord. No, he's undermining my position and he's giving undue importance to this new gopi. Who is he, Lord? She became very, very proud. And then she would not talk with the Lord and stop at all dealing with the Lord. And then Lord was trying to pacify her, to satisfy her, normalize her. And then she said, now I'm very tired, I cannot go anywhere, I cannot walk. And then you had to carry me on your shoulders, rather, because of her pride. She just came up with this excuse, I cannot walk anymore. So Lord said, yes, yes, no problem, you could sit on my seat here. So Lord was sitting, and Radha was about to climb up, jump up and sit on the shoulder of Krishna. At that time, immediately Krishna disappeared. And Radha was about to jump and climb up and get on the shoulder, Krishna was not there. So like this, also the pride was smashed, or, you know, this is how Lord treated this mentality. So after Krishna disappeared, then everyone was feeling intense separation, Radha and all the gopis, and they started remembering Krishna's pastimes and their dealings with him, and they were in pairs and groups, they were getting together and playing different pastimes of Krishna, just to stay in mood of Krishna, or they're just talking about Krishna, or they did not want to talk about Krishna, but they're not able to stop talking about Krishna, and the whole thing. So, all that happened in this area. So, in this temple, there's only Radharani because Krishna disappeared from this point, from this place. See nice trees here. Whatever the rasa dance area especially, trees are always bending downwards and trying to touch the dust. Take some dust on their heads. Their branches are like their hands. Can pick up some dust with their hands. We are helping them.
Flying dust.
Yeah, the dust of our lotus feet. Yeah, we are blessing them.